From governor to attorney general to secretary of state, most of the Republicans running for statewide office in Massachusetts embrace Donald Trump and conservative positions. They also reject the moderate Republicanism of Governor Charlie Baker, who is not seeking a third term. But WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on one candidate who's pushing back against his party's swing to the right.
On a recent Saturday morning, music, street vendors, apple crumble, and politics are all part of the Johnny Appleseed Festival in Leominster. Republican Anthony Amore is here, trying to drum up support for his campaign for state auditor.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What's your first name again?
Michael.
Nice to meet you, Michael.
Amore oversees security at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. He's also a private investigator who helped lead the effort to improve security at Logan Airport after the 9/11 attacks. He says 30 years of experience have prepared him to be state auditor, the state's main fiscal watchdog.
I've been doing investigations and audits and assessments, inspections for the federal government, the private sector, and even with my own business. It's just something I do, and I do really well.
But Amore might be the loneliest Republican in Massachusetts. He's a moderate running in a party dominated by pro-Trump conservatives. And he's the only statewide Republican candidate who called for Trump's impeachment after the January 6th insurrection.
Donald Trump has become a litmus test for Republican candidates. So much so to the point that many people who describe themselves as Trump supporters won't support me and would rather blank the ballot and have a Democrat.
Amore says he's a fiscally conservative and socially liberal Republican. He says he's for small government, but supports abortion rights. That used to define the state GOP. But today, many in his party call Amore a rhino, a Republican in name only. That's what they also call Governor Charlie Baker, who has ducked much of the political fray this year. Baker hasn't even endorsed Jeff Deal, the Republican running to replace him, or any other statewide Republican candidate except Amore.
I'm going to spend a lot of time, and I have spent a lot of time, supporting and working with Anthony. I think he's probably the most qualified person who's run to be auditor in a long time.
Amore welcomes Baker's endorsement, even if it further alienates the conservative base. In Leominster, I watched Amore talk to a voter who wanted to know if he was a pro-Trump Republican. When Amore said he wasn't, the voter refused to shake his hand and walked away.
I got a hate mail yesterday about how I'm rhino scum because I'm associated with Governor Baker, who's made me his only endorsement.
And here's Sydney Walsh, a state Republican committee member from Leominster. She says she's not following the auditor's race, but when it comes to politicians she'll support, she has a litmus test.
I am a Trump, MAGA, Make America Great Again believer. I believe our country has gone so far in the wrong direction, and I'm for anyone who is endorsed by President Trump at this time.
Anthony, along with Charlie, has only been a Republican in name only.
John McDonald is a Republican activist who says Amore and Baker have snubbed other conservatives.
And like you say, he's called for the impeachment of President Trump, still a very popular figure in conservative Republican circles.
Polls confirm that Trump is indeed popular among registered Republicans, but not among voters overall. He lost twice in Massachusetts by 2-1 margins against Democrats running for president. Amore says conservatives are snubbing him, while the state GOP has left him behind, moving well to his right. It makes running as a Republican in Massachusetts that much harder. At the St. Patrick's Day breakfast last March, Amore joked about trying to explain his campaign to voters in such a Democratic state.
I asked them, do you know what it means to be the Republican candidate for auditor? And they say, nope. I start to tell them what the auditor does, and they go, no. What's a Republican? So that's my challenge. But
Democrats are hopeful they can sweep all the state's constitutional offices and congressional seats in November and retain supermajorities in the legislature. Amore says he would be a check on one-party rule. He says Massachusetts has benefited from a moderate Republican in the governor's office, and a Republican auditor could offer much-needed oversight. But his Democratic opponent, State Senator Diana DeSaglio, says party identity doesn't matter.
I have gone toe-to-toe with my own Democratic legislative leadership team to fight for transparency, accountability, and equity. I think it's important that we have an independent voice and someone who's able to stand up regardless of party affiliation.
For his part, Amore says he also wants to transcend party affiliation.
I'm trying to appeal to the electorate writ large, not a subset of what I think are almost cultists.
But it's always a challenge for Republicans to win in blue Massachusetts. A Republican hasn't won the auditor's race in more than 80 years. It may be even harder for Amore when many in his own party oppose him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.